JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Logs and beef, eh?
Logs and beef. Now, we're talking to talk imports and exports data this morning. And Mike, this is a good reminder, actually, that while we tend to focus on the short-term news cycle, the big machine, I suppose, that's the New Zealand economy, it just rolls on in the background. And the agricultural sector is a very apt illustration of that. And agricultural sector very much in the short-term news cycle as well, though, with that recent nationwide day of protest. But it's hugely important for our export sector. So, yeah, Stats New Zealand yesterday released import and export data for June 2021. So in addition to that, evidencing that ongoing hum of the local economy, it also shows how far we've come in the post-COVID recovery. I mean, we are well and truly recovered, Mike. New Zealand exports reached a new high in June 2021, and a key contributor was the export values for logs and beef, and it highlights the theme of higher commodity prices as well that we're seeing as well. So June exports were up 17% on June 2020. We have to be a little bit careful with these month-to-month comparisons because of short-term noise, but $6 billion in total for exports, and logs and woods reached a new record high. So $561 million worth of logs and wood in the 1 month. So you've got two factors here, Mike. You've got price, you've got volume. Price is a key contributor in this logs and wood area. The average value of untreated log exports has been steadily rising now at $199 per cubic meter, and that of course flows right through the supply chain. Dairy farmers, key part of the export story as well. Milk powder, butter and cheese, they've helped drive up that rise. Those products up 31% on last year. Now China is our largest export destination. 32% of our total exports go into China. And get this, 90% of our logs are going there. So basically, we're just chopping down trees and sending them to China. Now, topic for another day, of course, is we're just exporting raw products. I mean, could we be adding value here in New Zealand? Imports also hit record levels as well, 5.7 billion for the month. So trade surplus, 261 million. Widen the lens out a bit, look at it. The June year exports up 0.3% from the previous year, imports down 1.1%, actually deficit of 252 million, but plenty of interesting stories within that export and import data, Mike.
Good story. What about the Fed? What day are they? Fed's
Thursday, so pretty quiet week actually domestically, Mike. So domestic sort of economic market calendar. So the focus for us very much this week going to be on offshore events and Fed Reserve year Thursday morning. Now, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen a few clouds gathering around the recovery story, particularly in overseas jurisdictions. And key part of that, obviously, the new wave of coronavirus cases around the world is the Delta variant sort of makes its presence felt. So economically, and I suppose from market's point of view, the question is whether this will lead to further mobility restrictions and the economic interruption that potentially flows on from that, and questions being asked about the Australian economy in that vein at the moment, and to what degree is that going to feed into the Fed story this week? I mean, no doubt they will reiterate the transitory inflation line, but they can't ignore, Mike, the magnitude of the recent jump in inflation there. And there's a bit of heat now creeping into the US housing market. So, and of course, in the background, we've got the US earnings season. That rolls on this week. I think 170 companies are reporting this week. So far, beating expectations.
Good. Numbers, please.
Right. The Dow Jones this morning still above 35,000, 35,123, so it's up 62 points. S&P 500, 4,417, up 5. And the Nasdaq just slightly down. The Nasdaq, 14,819 as I look at it at the moment. The FTSE 100, 7025, down 2. The Nikkei, up 285, 27,833. But the Shanghai Composite got hit yesterday, down 2.3%, closing at 3,464. The ASX 200, 7,394. We lost 63 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 12,673, about 0.5% fall. On the currencies, the Kiwi just lurking underneath the 70-cent mark, 0.6998, 0.9481 against the Aussie, 0.5925 euro, 0.5062 pounds, 77.21 Japanese yen. Gold, $1,798.77, and Brent crude, $74.29.
Catch up tomorrow. Look forward to it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.